Greetings from here in the San Diego area. Welcome to all listening on the internet today. Following is an advertisement from a California newspaper from the past, which reads, "Wanted, young, skinny, wiry fellows, not over 18. Must be expert riders, willing to risk death daily. Orphans preferred." Furthermore, these riders were recruited hastily, but before being hired, had to swear in a Bible not to cuss, fight, or abuse their animals, and conduct themselves honestly. Who were these death-defying orphans? And by whom and for what reason were they hired? What biblical lesson can we learn from their account? Today's message is entitled, "Pony Express Riders Swearing," or Swearing. Compton's Encyclopedia tells us there were minor Pony Expresses before 1860, but the Pony Express that rode its way into American legend was started by Russell, Majors, and Waddell, a firm of Kansas freight masters, on April 3, 1860. It was officially discontinued 18 months later, on October 26, 1861. Russell, Majors, and Waddell proposed to have its Pony Express riders travel over a central route, the 2,000 miles between St. Joseph, Missouri, and Sacramento, California, in 10 days on a regular schedule. If it could do so, it would beat the time taken by the Butterfield Southern Overland to cross the continent. The government would also award it valuable mail contracts. About 30 years earlier, we have an interesting quote, an inset, from the website for the United States Post Office. Quote, "In 1831, when steam-driven engines, traveling at the unconscionable speed of 15 miles per hour, were denounced as a device of Satan to lead immortal souls to hell, railroads began carrying mail for short distances." The Pony Express was successful from a time standpoint, but it was a financial failure, losing its owners more than $200,000 in the 18 months of its existence. Nevertheless, it played a major role in establishing rapid communication between the loyal North and the West Coast during the Civil War. The Pony Express helped keep California in the Union. The completion of the Transcontinental Telegraph ended the Pony Express. Its purpose was to provide fastest mail delivery between St. Joseph, Missouri, and Sacramento, California, and to draw public attention to the central route in hope of gaining the $1 million government mail contract. 183 men are known to have ridden for the Pony Express during its operation of just over 18 months. Most riders were around 20. Youngest was 11. Oldest was mid-40s. Not many were orphans. Usually they weighed around 120 pounds. Riders got a fresh horse every 10 to 15 miles. In terms of speed, horses traveled at an average of 10 miles per hour. Cost of mail was $5 per 1/2 ounce at the beginning. By the end of the Pony Express, the price had dropped to $1. Financially, the owner spent $700,000 on the Pony Express and had a $200,000 deficit. The company failed to get the $1 million government contract because of political pressures and the outbreak of the Civil War. However, it provided the fastest communication between East and West until the telegraph. It captured the hearts and imagination of people all over the world. The Pony Express riders, before being hired, had to swear on a Bible not to cuss, fight, or abuse their animals, and to conduct themselves honestly. Would you? What do you feel about cussing, fighting, abusing your animals, and honesty? Well, I wouldn't. From a PCD letter, this subject is addressed. Should we, as Christians, swear by an oath? The answer is no, we should not. The Bible is clear on this point. Let's turn to James chapter 5, verse 12. James chapter 5, verse 12. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, but let your yea be yea, and your nay, nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. Now let's turn to Matthew 5, verses 34 to 37. Matthew 5, verses 34 to 37. Where Jesus said, I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one. This is not to imply that oaths by themselves are sin, to emphasize that we mortal human beings are often powerless to fulfill even our strongest intentions. God commands us not to swear by his name in any oath. Failing to fulfill an oath would be taking God's name in vain. Therefore, we as Christians should simply say yes or no according to what we honestly believe to be true, even in legal matters. The law of the U.S. permits affirmation, that is, saying yes or no without raising the hand to swear. In conclusion, Jesus taught that we should not swear oaths. However, I'm happy to say that we can solemnly affirm not to fight, cuss, or abuse our animals, and to conduct ourselves honestly.